Well, the stories go, great companies founded in garages. You can think about Steve Jobs and Apple way back when. And we've got another one joining that list as Boxed makes its debut down at the New York Stock Exchange shares. After that company went public via a SPAC merger with Seven Oaks Acquisition Corp, up more than 40%. And for more on that, happy to welcome in friend of the show and man we've been waiting for this moment, 8.5 years in the making since he started it back in that garage. Che Wong, the CEO of Boxed, joins us here. And Che, man, I was looking back at our conversations years ago about when this moment would come. We're finally here. How does it feel?
It feels wonderful, especially on a day like today where there's a lot of red, for us to be in the green, by so much. I feel awfully blessed, but also this is just the beginning. We've got so many more things to come. We just announced this a partnership with Google today as well, so it's just a new chapter, but many more chapters for the book.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about where you take the company from here. As you've noted, you're looking to really expand your software business too. You've got this big partnership you've announced with Google. I mean, talk to me about how you see that as a big driver moving forward.
Yeah, anytime you're partnering with a great, wonderful company with so much of a Rolodex like Google, I think it's a great day for any company. So, of course, we'll be continuing to leverage the Google Cloud Platform. GCP is one of the best out there, if not the best out there. And then also on the flip side, we believe with our platform, as we go and digitize other enterprise retailers, we can bring them onto GCP. On the flip side, with GCP, as they go out and speak to some of their clients, we'll begin to jointly market to them as well, and with them as well. So I think you'll see, hopefully, the pipeline be pretty filled, even more so than what it is today.
Yeah, Che, I guess, for viewers who may have missed your earlier appearances on the show, maybe I should back up and explain just kind of how the company was hailed as an online, I guess, Costco for millennials way back when. You guys have expanded more your tech offerings than since then. I mean, where do you see this company going in terms of maybe leveraging some of those partnerships out there to really help in deliveries beyond just kind of, I guess, what you guys started in?
Yeah, I think it's a very symbiotic relationship, right? So for everyone out there, we not only sell bulk consumables to consumers and businesses in an e-commerce business, but we built all that technology. Zach, you've had B-roll of us on the floor with the robots that we build ourselves. And so extracting that technology and opening up a software and services side of the business is what we've also done in this past year. So they're very, very symbiotic. The better our software gets, the better our core business gets, and our core business, more sophistication there, inures to the benefit of all of our software clients. And it's not vaporware. This year alone, last year we did $0 in revenue. This is our first year as a business who also sells software, and we're going to do 8 figures in revenue this year, and that's what we've guided Wall Street to.
Che, specifically on your core business, if we're talking about grocery delivery, food delivery, what kind of roadblocks are you facing with this whole supply crunch we've been hearing about for months now?
Yeah, so definitely the labor market is tight, so that's not great for anyone out there. At the same time, I could go, the lucky thing is that almost everything we sell is made in the U.S. And so when you see a lot of those kind of ships docked off the port of L.A., it doesn't affect us as much because we sell mostly consumables. And when you think about your groceries, your food, even our own private brand, all of that or a lot of that is made in the U.S. So a lot of those inbound logistics concerns don't really affect us that much. But of course, labor is still tight. But luckily, we have a great culture, very low turnover given kind of what we do when it comes to fulfillment centers. And so we've been able to navigate quite well throughout this past year.
And Che, you mentioned the revenue growth there on the software side. Obviously, now coming out as a public company, maybe more pressure to eventually see growth on the bottom line and hit profitability. I mean, how do you look at that maybe as entrepreneurs always and founders, CEOs always have to weigh, I guess, kind of the upside downside of factoring growth over profitability?
That's exactly right. So now, as we graduate into public markets, definitely something we've always been focused on, but there's heightened scrutiny of that. And so when you look at the overall business, every single year for 8.5 years now, the gross margin has always gone up. And now with the software business, with software type margins, you're only going to see that grow as well, from our opinion.
Well, tough to think of a better way to finally have this debut. I know you and I have been joking about, when's it going to come? When's it going to come? Man of his word, came back
on. I thought you guys were going to be here today, so I'm disappointed. I didn't see you guys,
Yeah, you got to swing back over here to the studio, man. We'd love to have you back in person. But Che Wong, the CEO of Boxed, appreciate you coming back on. Congrats again, man. Happy for you.